So, you know, the BPP crew is a very curious bunch, and at least once a week, one of us gets kind of lost down a wormhole, investigating some interest or another. Our editor, Trish McKinney, has lost at least a year of her life trying to figure out who invented the rubber chicken and why. Pretty sure she's still offering money to anyone who can provide that answer. And it was one of those wormholes that led us recently to investigate the way that Swedish furniture store IKEA names its products. And if you've ever been in the store, most Americans probably have, I feel safe saying that, you've noticed the Scandinavian-sounding product names, but you probably didn't know that there is meaning to that madness. It's not just whatever pops into some Swedish furniture executive's head. For instance, chairs and desks tend to have men's names like Eric and Jonas. Curtains have women's names like Andrea and Britt. Even the store's name means something. IK, those are the initials of the store's founder, Ingvar Kamprad. I don't know if I said that with a Swedish accent or not. The E and the A stand for the farm and village where he grew up. The IKEA naming system is explained in detail on Wikipedia. It says bedding products have names associated with sleep and cuddling. Kitchen products have grammatical names, and dining room furniture is named after places in Finland. But as we told you in the previous segment, we can't take Wikipedia at its word, so we're going straight to a more reliable source. Joining us now, live on the ground in Sweden, is Nanna Eriksson. She's studying English and linguistics at Stockholm University. Hi, Nanna.
Oh, hi.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks for being our woman on the ground there in Sweden.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to apologize in advance because I'm fairly sure if I haven't done it already, I'm going to insult everyone with a solid grasp of the Swedish language as I try to muddle through this. Now, we understand that bathroom articles at IKEA are actually named after Scandinavian lakes, rivers, and other bodies of water. So we looked on the website. And they have a sink called the Holviken. What's a Holviken?
Well, that's actually just the name of a bay. It's Viken means bay in Swedish. So
okay.
It's just the name of a bay.
So they figure everything that's related to a bathroom and water, we're going to name after a body of water.
I guess that was their thinking, yeah.
Okay. Now, garden furniture is named after Swedish islands.
Makes sense too, right?
Well, how does that make sense? I guess because you use your garden furniture on a beach?
Outdoors, I don't know.
Okay, okay, we'll speculate.
Because, you know, we can't stay outdoors that much of the wintertime.
Ah, that's true. And
Though right now it's really rainy and not snowy at all.
And there are islands off of Sweden? I'm embarrassed to ask that.
But... yes, loads of them.
Okay, who knew? And beds, wardrobes, hall furniture, Norwegian place names. So my question, I have a bed, an IKEA bed. It's named the Malm. Is that a place?
The what?
The Malm, M-A-L-M.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Well, that actually means a kind of a something that you get from rock, from mining. But I guess it's related to either a place for that. Or
so it's like a mineral?
Mining. Yeah.
Huh. Who knew? And so there are apparently some products, boxes, wall decorations, pictures, frames, clocks, they're named after colloquial expressions. Do you happen to know any examples of those?
I don't actually know an example of one they use at IKEA. Do you have one?
Not in front of me, but let me ask you this. IKEA has some rugs called Luda. What is
Luda? L-U-D-D-E.
L-U-D-D-E, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a nickname for a boy's name, Ludwig, and it's also kind of a version of fuzzy in Swedish, which is Ludig.
Okay, that makes sense. That leads me to ask you, are there any of these words or product names that just don't really translate well into other languages, maybe, that mean something else, or that mean something maybe inappropriate or something that's often misunderstood in Swedish?
That's a good question. I'm not sure about that. I was looking at the website yesterday, actually, and I just knew that I saw a couple of more of those puns where they did. I know they have like a whiteboard pen called Babla, which is babble or prattle.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah, and I guess they have one where they have baby products called Barnslig, which means childish, but I guess barn means obviously something completely different in English. So
that's true. Now, let me ask you, IKEA is kind of taking over the world. They're everywhere. People shop there by the furniture. What's the perception of IKEA in Sweden?
Do a lot of people shop there?
It's everywhere.
So it is popular.
Well, I mean, I guess it's popular with everyone, but basically a lot with young people and, like, families with children. It's where you go to buy a lot of furniture for little money, obviously, which is, and maybe you're not that, you know, maybe originality is not your foremost reason for going. I don't know.
But people still show up. Does everyone in Sweden have the same furniture?
Yeah.
You go over to your friend's house, you're like, oh, yeah.
Anyway. I know that.
Well, thank you for helping us sort out the naming system that's apparently more intricate than perhaps we had thought.
No problem at all.
Nanna Eriksson, she's studying English and linguistics at Stockholm University, talking about the IKEA naming system. Thanks, Nanna.
No problem. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.